16th Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel. The cabinets are Kerem, Afilu, Abel, Chamisha, Tomin. One can fold his garments even four or five times. What is the potential issue of folding one's garments? There's two issues. One is if he's preparing it for after Shabbos, it should remain that way. Then it's a problem of Hachona, preparing something from Shabbos till after Shabbos. So this Mishnah is not talking about the case. It's talking about he folds it in the night for the use in the morning. So now, aside from that, the Gemara puts a whole bunch of conditions which severely limits this heter of folding, because it's another problem that it's a tikkun, it's considered a tikkun to the beggar. The fact that it's folded properly, it keeps it, puts it back into its proper shape and form, and therefore that is another, a second issa. Aside from that preparation, if you're doing a certain type of kippul and it's a tikkun of the beggar, you're not allowed to even do it from the night to the morning. So, the conditions of the Gemara says it has to be a new garment which is white, and he doesn't have another garment to wear on Shabbos, and only one person should do it. So after all these limitations, we have to severely limit the tether of folding clothing, garments on the Shabbos on their folds. It's only about white new garments. Based on this, the common discussion is the talus. So one should not fold talus on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch does bring an opinion, which is Mikir Din Halacha, that if you fold it not on its original fold, then that is permitted. And then after Shabbos, you put it back to its original fold. So basically, by doing so, you're not making a tikkun, because you're not strengthening the original fold, and you're not also making a preparation for after Shabbos, because after Shabbos, you're going to put it back onto its original fold. That's permitted. The same as a suit pants, one should not fold on Shabbos, on the kriyas. You're hanging them up, and if they just lay down in a fashion, they'll be on the fold. It's right, but he didn't intentionally make a fold. Kamavan, so if there is garments that have specific creases, then you fold it on that. You fold up an undershirt, it doesn't make any difference. Okay, the next thing is Matina Tamitis, Mileli Shabbos. The Shabbos runs allowed. Organize the bed sheets and everything else on Shabbos. It's not considered a malacha or a tircha on Shabbos, provided that it's done for Shabbos itself. Avalami Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. To remake the beds for Motzei Shabbos is prohibited, because this is considered a form of hachona. The person who makes a tircha from Shabbos after Shabbos, and it is awesome. Avishmolayim and the kachmas are kelim and masimus and midas me yom kippurim leShabbos. Shmuel says the chiddush that you're allowed to, in a fashion that there's no problem with tikkun klis, only problem with hachon and preparing from Shabbos to weekday. If the first day is Yom Kippur and the second day is Shabbos, you're allowed to prepare from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, because Shabbos is considered a more chashuv day. The chel day Shabbos kreivim b'yayim ha-kippurim, and also the fast of Shabbos can be, there was an erev Yom Kippur, can be burnt on Yom Kippur, because the kedusha of Shabbos is more chomer. Kivayim ha-leishol Shabbos kreivim b'yayim ha-kippurim, like shir Yom Kippurim kreivim b'Shabbos. He says that they have equal status. You cannot bring the fast of one korban on the other day. The Shabbos korbanos have to be finished off on Shabbos. Yom Kippur has to be finished off on Yom Kippur. One thing we do see here, this is Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Yom Kippur and Shabbos, clearly, Shabbos is a more choshuva kedusha than Yom Kippur. So the chayav point that this should be permitted to prepare from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. We know that is prohibited unless you have an erev tavshilin. And we will not get into the whole discussion, but the Efer Shilin is necessary for certain types of malachas. There may be certain things which are not malachas and only tirchos that will be permitted from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you know, the Efer Shilin. Something similar to these type of things, like washing dishes from Yom Tov to Shabbos.